This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Don't. Patrick.
Hey, welcome back to the Dinner Club. You are here on Fresh FM with Mia, Anna, and today we have in two special guests. Do you want to say hi?
G'day.
Hi guys, Rico here.
Fergus here.
Back by popular demand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice having some guests in to, you know, I feel like you guys might get sick of Mia and I's voices after a while, so, you know, get some fresh voices in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a bit of a weird week. First week back at school.
That's right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, feels like it's been more than a week. That's crazy. Whew.
Yeah, last first week ever.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, me and William have been trying to, I don't know, my friend William, have been trying to organise a few sort of things to make the last term a bit special, like going for a walk through our school grounds every week and sort of like,
that's really sweet,
savouring the walks to school and home and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
Thing.
I was thinking of doing some sort of like, because there's five more weeks left in the term now, doing like five things on week five and four things in week four.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of build up to do some cool things, but I don't really know what, and I haven't started.
Is it true the Girls College Prize Giving is cancelled?
As of right now.
It's definitely not cancelled. They can't cancel a prize giving, but it's going to be either online or it'll be just prize winners in the hall. So it's definitely not going to be a normal prize giving, which kind of sucks. Same with our leavers, which is kind of like graduation, but we can't technically call it that.
We've had lots of our school events. We've had a lot of cancelled events and stuff, like the ball, which is a bit disappointing. And
yeah, our school ball got cancelled.
Yeah.
A bit gutting, but, you know.
I'm way sadder about prize giving than the ball, honestly.
Oh, me too, honestly.
Ball's fine, prize giving.
Yeah, I didn't actually mind the ball being cancelled. As much as it would have been nice, it's a lot of effort.
Mm. Yeah, at least at Nelson College, I'm not sure about other schools, the prize giving is like such a, I know, it's like such a milestone, such an important part of the year.
Recognition.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and it's just, like, I know, and everyone like sings all these songs together, and it's so traditional, and like traditional in a good way.
Yeah.
And I know, I've always just looked forward to it, and now we're actually there, and it's not happening. It's so frustrating.
I know,
everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it seems like we've just been hit with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I guess it could be a lot worse.
Definitely, you know? Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we're at school, and Auckland's back at school next week.
Yeah, far out. Exams are on for everybody.
Ooh.
What do you think about that with 102 cases today?
I think it's scary that people have to go back to school, and people who are immune compromised are now, you know, having to make the decision of whether they risk kind of their life to go to school, or, like, you know, risk their future by not going to school and not doing their exams. It's tough boat for people to be in.
It's because Aucklanders didn't get mocks, did they?
No, because
but
they
do have that new system of getting credits from the government, from NZQA.
Yeah, I think there's the option for them when they sit their exams that either they get their exam result or what their teachers think that, like, predict that they'll
significant
get.
Event, is that what it's called? You get significant event compensation unexpected event compensation.
Something like that, So whatever the highest mark is, whether it's their exam or what the teacher thinks they'll get on the exam, they get that mark, which is kind of nice.
I would so do that over sitting an exam.
Oh, for sure.
Like hundreds of cases every day.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'd be scared if I was in Auckland going back to school.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably, you know, people in the community that they know that do have COVID.
Mm. Oh, for
you know,
sure,
for us in the South Island, it feels a bit like a fantasy, but for Auckland, you know, it's very real.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite scary.
In a way, I also feel like it's kind of bound to happen anyway. And if in lockdown they're getting these increased cases, then what's staying in lockdown going to do? It's kind of like part of what I'm thinking, but it's also quite scary.
Yeah.
They are in level 3 compared to level 4, but even so.
Yeah, I wonder, I mean, the cases would have been massive if they had just said, you know, no lockdown, everybody free for all, do what you want.
Yeah.
Then there would have been thousands. But yeah, it is crazy to think that, I don't know, I feel like when the first round of COVID came with just the normal one, not the Delta variation, it was like, it was scary because it was new, but it wasn't actually as intense. And now it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everything is happening.
I guess it's just like accepting that this is kind of what we have to live with now.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Well, getting close to that vaccination target, though. 86% of the eligible population has had their first dose.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
86, yeah.
Good job.
4% to go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that goes to say, like, if you haven't got your vaccine.
Yeah, like, 4% of people.
Yeah.
Go and get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a few friends who have been, they, like, didn't get it right at the start because they were kind of in the mindset of, oh, COVID's not in the South Island, I don't really want to get it yet. And now they, like, want to get their vaccine. And a few of them have gotten sick, so can't actually get their vaccine until they kind of recover from being sick. And then a few who have just, I don't even know what's happening. They just can't bring themselves to do it. But
I think we can't, should have done it earlier. This can't be our normal forever, is going on right now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, no.
For us, it seems like it could be normal.
Yeah.
But for Aucklanders and people in Waikato, it definitely can't be. So at some point, the government will tell us, hopefully soon, because they haven't been very transparent about it, what the new normal will be.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing is herd immunity with vaccination. And then once that happens, it will be everywhere.
Yeah, I think.
And hopefully everything sort of gets stabilised.
Talk about the traffic light system as well, aren't they? Have you guys heard of that?
No, traffic light system.
So like locking down, if there was an outbreak in Nelson, they'd lock down Nelson for a bit and everywhere else would go, just, you know, like stop. Go, you know, if there's an outbreak in Christchurch, lock down Christchurch for a bit.
Oh, okay, so just individual cities.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense, because you're
targeting the small, like, pockets and outbreaks.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think it's just going to end up like the common cold sort of thing. Like, you'll get your yearly COVID vaccine and, you know, people get sick from it every now and then, but, you know, everybody still has to live life and keep going. Mm. Yeah. It's crazy, though. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, weird to think about.
Yeah.
Well, should we play some music? Yep. All right, this is Everybody, Everybody by Black Box. Ow.
Ooh. Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Fresh FM.
Fresh FM.
Welcome back to the Dinner Club. You're here on Fresh FM with Mia and Anna and guests Rico and Ferg.
Did you hear that really shocking news today about that actress that got stabbed?
No. What happened?
What? Reese, what's her name?
Reese with a spoon?
No, with a knife.
That's great. That's great. We asked the boys.
Slow burner. Yeah, that was good.
I knew it was coming immediately when you said Reese. And I go, oh, man. We asked the boys to prepare a joke before they came on.
It was like the condition.
Yeah, that was the condition of them coming on. So that was Berg's joke.
Can you tell us a joke, Rico?
Yeah, Rico,
so my one's a little more cultural. I'd like to think of it as a Kiwi. Kiwi classic. Why did the possum cross the road?
Why did the possum cross the road?
Because he wanted to visit his flatmate.
What the heck? These are the most basic jokes.
I haven't heard the Witherspoon one before.
Really?
Yeah, my dad told me that ages ago, and I had to have a chat with him about my joke before I came here.
That one's a smart joke.
Mm-hmm. Rico's a bit of thinking.
Mine had some intelligence to me.
Yeah,
sure. Wordplay. Yeah.
Sure. Beautiful. Well, thanks, guys. I'm sure everybody appreciated a little laugh on their Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Talking of, like, jokes, well, it's not really a joke. I have my little fact of the day for today, or fact of the week.
Yeah.
Did you know that tea bags actually have plastic in them?
Oh,
like,
wow.
I always thought, you know how you can get plastic tea bags? I always thought
Can you?
Can you, yeah.
Yeah, some of them are made out of, like, mesh. But, like, all bags, well, pretty much all tea bags are at least, like, sewn up with, like, polyethylene.
Right, wow.
And I did not know that.
A bit like clothy paper.
Yeah.
Right, wow.
Because I've been shamelessly, well, just unknowingly, just putting them in the compost.
Shivers,
yeah.
There's so much tea, and she is so, like, aware of plastic and heat combining.
Uh-oh.
And then consuming it like water bottles in the sun, which are plastic, or heating up things in the microwave that are plastic.
My dad always used to get mad at me for leaving like water bottles in my car if they weren't BPA free ones.
Yeah,
he would get annoyed.
She's dipping plastic in her boiling water all the time.
So I guess the only real alternative is loose leaf tea.
Yeah, true.
Are they biodegradable plastic?
Most of them aren't. No, not.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't put it in the compost.
Well, it's like
part of it will break down.
Yeah, most of it will break down, but not the actual stitching, which is a pain. Like, you wouldn't notice it in the compost, but it's still like microplastic.
Yeah, wow.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, every bit counts.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot drinks, are any of you coffee lovers?
No.
I like the taste of coffee, but I don't really drink it very often.
Yeah. I like the smell of coffee.
Yeah, guilty pleasure. Yeah.
Mm. Guilty pleasure. Why is it guilty?
Oh, it's because bad for you, isn't it? Caffeine.
Well, only in, like, massive doses.
I try to limit moderation.
Yeah,
And it's
like
better as
a
treat
I'm
anyway.
Sure, it's pretty, you know.
What effect do you get from drinking coffee? Do you feel, like, motivated and energized, or do you feel, like, jittery?
I get jittery.
I just get all shaky. And
maybe it's something that as you grow older you become a little more. Because I hear people, I love coffee, but the effect when I have too much of it, I don't find very pleasant. Like, people sort of crave that effect, and maybe as you get older,
I just
feel
sick after I drink coffee as well.
When
really?
I used to,
just doesn't go down well.
Wow.
Yeah, when I used to work in this cafe, in the morning they'd have like dud coffees and stuff, and they'd just hand them to me to drink, and then after like three,
oh my gosh,
I'm not used to like drinking coffee, three double shots, and I'm
far out,
shaking away. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I could do like half a shot, and I just immediately am like shaky and my mind's just everywhere.
It doesn't do anything for me. I just don't feel like anything.
How much coffee do you have?
Oh, I've never had more than like a triple shot, maybe.
Right, still pretty, quite a lot of coffee,
A triple shot.
Yeah, well, how much? Standard coffee's like a double shot, right?
Yeah.
And then another half a coffee, that'll be like a triple.
Yeah. Our like normal coffees at work are double shots, and then you can get single ones or add more, as many as you want. I do really enjoy making coffee, though.
And
I like the smell of it now that I've kind of gotten used to it.
In the morning,
I didn't like it.
The smell of coffee.
Oh. I didn't like it as a kid, but now I really like it.
Mm.
And they're really fun to make as well.
So. That's a simple pleasure. We're talking about guilty pleasures. Simple pleasure. Early morning, all you can hear is the clock ticking. The sun's just coming up, and you can smell coffee in the plunger.
Right.
My parents are coffee snobs, so we always have the grinder going.
Yeah,
so that's not too... Not
I grind
pleasant.
My coffee beans.
Oh,
We have the coffee machine.
We used to have.
My parents have like an automatic timer that the coffee machine starts heating up like 15 minutes before they get up.
Yeah, you have coffee machines. I just have a plunger and a grinder.
Right.
I do not have a.
My parents quite like having their morning coffee.
We used to have a hand grinder, and it would take so long, so they'd make me sit outside and grind. Oh,
that's so good. Wow.
Child labour. Hand
grinder, yeah. I feel like as a kid I would have loved doing that. Mm. It's like cracking all of the like walnuts and everything. Oh, yeah. My parents used to just have like massive bowls, and I'd just go and crack all their walnuts for them.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of child labour, I know a friend and his parents. No, it's not ending up like that. His parents.
His parents, yeah.
His parents got him to make them breakfast in bed every Sunday for like until he was about 10 or 12, I think. Whoa. And he just thought that was normal.
Oh,
and his parents just
seriously
convinced him, yep, every week it was the normal thing to do. And he didn't question
good
it.
Good on them.
How did he made full-on breakfasts.
Yeah, he said he got up like 2 hours before they did and cooked up eggs, bacon, full Monty, full English.
Wow.
Didn't know how to make tea when I was about 8.
Yeah, well, it was just standard for him.
Far out. Good life skills. So.
Yeah. I'm going to tell my kids to do that.
Yeah, me too. Great, that's good parenting. Score.
Get some good skills.
Yeah, I feel like for my parents always, like any sort of Mother's Day or Father's Day or anything like that, we had to make them breakfast in bed.
My mum's always against breakfast in bed. She's like, I don't want to feel like I'm in the hospital.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling.
It feels
feel
a
like
odd to me. Yeah.
Gross, I like to be at a table in the like lounge or something.
Mm. I also never feel like having breakfast when I first wake up. Like I don't, that's not the
first true.
Thing
I don't feel hungry.
I do not
yeah.
feel like food when I first wake up. I just... Mm-hmm. Like I need to get up and like go for a walk or you know do something active before I actually feel like I could eat something without just.
I normally make scrambled eggs, which is I don't know. It doesn't seem like a process until you're doing it every day, and then you get sick of it, and it feels like twice as long, and you wish you could just pour cereal and milk
have
breakfast.
Yeah.
You can, but I don't know. I wouldn't be able to go off like one bowl of cereal for the day. So I sort of procrastinate it sometimes, which isn't good.
I suppose I've never really been a breakfast person. I think just because of my schedule of when I wake up, I've never really had time to have breakfast.
So you don't do breakfast?
Not usually, no.
So
I tried to.
Straight to school, empty stomach. Yeah.
I could not do that.
Not good, yeah.
So when's your first meal? Morning tea?
Yeah, morning tea or lunch. Yeah.
Wow.
Impressive. It's not very good.
Do you make up for it? Do you have like a big lunch or just skip the meal?
I would say dinner would be my, like, biggest meal throughout the day, whereas I know some people who have, like... I think it's actually probably better to have, like, a big breakfast, a medium lunch, and, like, a small dinner, whereas I probably do it the opposite. No breakfast, like, medium lunch, big dinner.
Oh, yes, as well. Dinner's got to be big, I reckon.
Yeah, dinner does feel like a big meal.
A good dinner, you should put on a couple of kilos afterwards. That's my model.
Carry
two or three.
The next morning. Yeah.
I've just had a update from my mother, who must be listening in.
Aww.
Dilma have changed. They don't have any plastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Linda.
Clipper
for that.
Organic.
Oh,
yes. So she knows about this issue.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Might be
she's researched it.
Yeah, putting us onto Dilma.
Yeah, I think Dilma.
Oh, I love Dilma.
Yeah, Dilma's good. I quite like
it's a good
Dilma.
One.
But Dilma doesn't really do many fruit teas, I don't think.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I do love my peppermint tea. Yeah. Not a fruit tea.
I quite like licorice. I mean, licorice and nectarine.
I love
nectarine.
Licorice. Oh, licorice or.
Oh, yum. Yeah, licorice is good.
Did you guys hear about I was thinking about this before.
Oh,
do you guys hear about the Christchurch wizard?
No.
This sounds like a joke.
Yeah, no.
No, who's the Christchurch wizard?
Is he a real
wizard?
Person?
Yeah, he's a real dude. He was employed by Christchurch City Council for acts of wizardry.
What does this include?
$16,000 a year.
What?
To do things like rain dances.
No way.
And he was employed for 23 years.
What the heck?
And
how did the Christchurch like get away with paying that? I feel like
what do you mean? He's a
what's a rain dance?
Like just you dance and then the rain comes.
Was this recently or a long time ago? So is he still employed right now? There is still a Christchurch
December.
Wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he do anything else other than rain dances?
Yeah.
Acts of wizardry?
What are acts of wizardry? Is my question.
I think the main appeal to having him employed by the council was because he brought lots of tourists in.
Right.
I was actually reading about it because everyone's like, wow, Lord of the Rings.
Whoa,
and then
true.
And then he's a wizard, so they're all like,
crikey.
Bringing in the tourists.
That's so odd to me. But hey, good on them.
I used to love, I don't know. I just thought it was quite entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the Christchurch wizard. But
right. Have you actually seen him?
He's lost his job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh no, just lost his job.
Yeah, because he was actually saying a bunch of misogynistic things. And they were like, there's no place for this.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah.
And the wizard community.
No. Or any community.
Canceled. I wonder if there's employed wizards in other places.
Yeah, and in his words, he said, I don't like being cancelled.
Oh, fair enough.
Our latest victim to cancel culture.
Actually, there's something that I hate cancel culture. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, but something about cancel culture it kills me because everybody makes mistakes. Nobody goes through life perfect. That's just a genuine fact. So why are we so quick to cancel somebody immediately when they make a tiny
annoys me when they bring up stuff from the past, you know, tweets from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
If it's consistent, you know, I kind of get it. But if it's a long time ago,
and if
know,
it's something
people
that they've
grow
clearly
a lot, yeah.
changed and like they're not repeating the same actions and they have learned from their mistake, then
PewDiePie's a good example of that. PewDiePie got cancelled twice for some, I don't know, one of the things he said on a live stream came out of nowhere. He immediately realised that was a mistake.
Right.
It was a pretty bad word. And then he apologised and all his sponsors just dropped him immediately.
Oh my
god. Far out.
And everything. And then there was a time before that where something else happened which wasn't as bad, but they dropped him as well. But you can obviously, and people would call him a Nazi and all this sort of stuff. And it was so obvious that he is not that person.
Yeah.
And he's immediately framed as this horrible person, and he's so obviously not that.
That's I feel like being held accountable, obviously you have to be held accountable if you make mistakes, but that doesn't mean that all of your life should just be spent being cancelled.
I think there is a line where it's no, you can't even debate whether this person is being cancelled. They've actually done something wrong. They've been consistent with doing it wrong, so they need to go. And there is above the line where it's a mistake, obviously they're not actually that kind of person, and forgiveness should be the more important thing.
Because you need to make educated decisions, and the problem with cancel culture I think is that it's all this keyboard warriors, and it's just not very educated. People, it's really easy just to get on a computer and be this revolutionary this woke person who's cutting down celebrities.
Far out.
You go, man.
Oh, I was just gonna add for things that people often do regularly. I'm not saying it's justified or anything, but what someone might be criticizing someone else, but who has a bigger platform for, they might be doing it themselves as well.
I think one problem with cancel culture is even if I personally don't agree with them, people that maybe veer on the right side of the political spectrum, just because they don't support the left side, they get cancelled. And I'm not a supporter of Donald Trump, but there's people that just because they support Donald Trump, they're immediately gone. And maybe you don't agree with things he says, and I don't, but He is the other party out of the two main American parties, and it's your democratic right to vote for who you want to.
Oh, for sure. And everybody has the right to their own opinions, and, that's what life is. Everybody has different views on things.
Yeah, it's just a lot of supporters of him, he's the closest they can get to something worse.
Yeah.
So that's bad. But, if you're just a, average person and you tend to go right, and your contender for president is this person, then maybe you vote for them, and that's
Jeepers.
Something interesting to think about though.
Alrighty, well, anyway, play a bit more music.
Anyway, this is Masterpiece by Salute.
Just can't keep falling.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
Stay up, dog. let me show you where we go. I wanna take you higher.
That was Take You Higher by Leisure, and yeah, you're listening to The Dinner Club.
Yeah,
we thought we'd come on and sign off.
Yeah, it's 5 to 6 now, so we'll sign off and see you next week, I suppose. Yeah,
anything else you guys would like to say?
Yeah, no, final words.
Thanks for having us on. Pleasure to be on again.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
nice having you guys on.
Thank you.
Awesome.
See ya.
Yeah,
we got bye, guys.
Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads.
See you later.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Same as it ever was. 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 Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.